to a Hope 103.2 podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Raising Teens Q&A, where we answer your questions about, well, raising teens. I've had so many good questions emailed to me that this season I decided to intersperse our expert topics with questions from you. I'm always thinking of ways to make what we talk about on this podcast as practical as I can. So I'm really thrilled because this season's Q&A, I'm joined by friend of the podcast, Michelle Mitchell, and we are going to be answering your Q&As together. You'll probably remember Michelle because she has been a guest on the podcast twice. We covered self-harm in season 4 and then tweens and puberty in season 6, which I think was one of the most fun episodes I've done. I like to affectionately refer to Michelle as the Queen of Tweens, as her new book called Tweens was released earlier this year. Hello, Michelle. Are you ready for the fourth question of this season's Q&A?
I'm so ready. I'm ready to roll. I'm excited to be here.
So this time I decided to combine two questions that were around a similar theme, and that is on parenting and parenting styles and disagreeing as parents. So Alec, take it away with the questions.
Thanks, Colette. All right. So our first question says, please can you give us some guidance? What do my partner and I do when we disagree about our child's decision to stop a sport or choose a subject at school? And the second one says, what do you do if parents have different parenting styles and you seem to parent differently? Those are some great questions. Michelle, Colette, what do we think?
So I think we can unpack a few things here, Michelle. I think the bottom line is as adults or as parents, we will have different ways of communicating because we often come from different belief systems, and that is actually okay. And some of those things only pop up when we have kids. You know, we can be all starry-eyed and have rose-colored glasses without children, and then children come in, and at every stage and every age that our children go through, you can find as parents you are having to work through something new that you actually thought you had down pat when they were 2, and now they're 5, or in the case of the Raising Teens listeners, they are 13 or 15, and you think, oh my goodness, are we disagreeing on this now? And I think that's natural. What do you think?
I think the stakes get higher as our kids get older. And I think particularly parenting teenagers can be quite an emotional journey.
Yeah.
So I really know that parents often feel very intense about some of these decisions. And so, you know, they're real. This is really real.
Yeah.
But if you really think about it, it would be very unusual for 2 people who got brought up in 2 completely different homes that had 2 completely different backgrounds, 2 completely different temperaments to be seeing things the same way. And I think we run the risk of thinking that there is something wrong if we are seeing things differently, or setting it up that one of us is right and the other is wrong, rather than realizing that the real goal is actually being able to understand what perspective the other person is coming from and why. And it's that partnership that does our kids the world of good. And it's that partnership when it breaks down that they know it breaks down.
Yeah.
And it can cause some real fractures in how we make decisions in our homes as well.
Yeah. I think it might be quite obvious, but I know you and I are not saying that there can never be a time when someone is wrong. And I'm just thinking of abusive situations. There are clearly times when something is wrong. But in terms of when something's not a values-based decision or something moral, we can have disagreements about bedtimes or sleepovers or what time somebody's allowed to come in at night. I mean, that was one of my husband's and my initial disagreements, was working out a time when our teenagers could come home at a certain time at night, because
it worked for everyone.
Yeah. because he and I had different parenting styles that we grew up under. And so it was something we had to figure out and negotiate and work out what was appropriate for our kids. And understand that we might have had different ideas on coming home.
Yeah. And the other differences come in too is sometimes how it impacts us is different. Like when we're talking about what time our kids go to bed, if you're someone who goes to bed early, it impacts you a lot more if your kids want to stay up till 11 o'clock at night rather than the other way around. All our kids' temperaments are different as well. Yes. So they bring a different element into it as well. Yep. So I like the conversations behind the scenes with our partners to sound a little bit like this, like, tell me why you think this way and why this is so important to you.
Yeah.
You will find that those conversations go into, when I was a child, this is what happened to me, or this is how I felt when my parents said no when I wanted to go to a sleepover. Or, I mean, this stuff starts to dig deep into our childhood stuff. And I think if we don't come at it with a lot of empathy for each other, it is naturally going to end up in arguments and conflict because of the depth of it. Let's face it, we're all motivated to keep our kids safe, or let's say we're hopefully all motivated to keep our kids safe, and it comes out of a deep, deep care for our kids.
Yeah.
And I think we can assume if one of our partners is maybe more liberal that they don't have that care. But sometimes it's not that at all.
No,
it's very differently for a whole range of reasons.
Yeah, and I think when we talk about our decisions, they need to be at times when we're calm, not in the heat of the moment. You know, say to our partners, let's have this discussion in a little while when things are calmer, or even tomorrow. You know, some decisions we can definitely put off for a day to have a conversation, sometimes away from our children's ears. I think that is really quite important. I think some of those discussions we need to be having somewhere else privately, because our kids learn. There's three scenarios. So your children will know when parents aren't unified in their discipline or their decisions, and that can create anxiety in the kids. Then there can also be times when the kids know, if I get my parents to argue, I'll be off the hook and I can just do whatever I'd hope to do, or, you know, go off doing my own thing. And then I think there can also be the time, which can be problematic, when kids will figure out which person is their ally. And then it becomes two against one. And I don't think that's healthy either. So it is important to be talking at different times, getting to the bottom of what you were talking about. Where does this come from for you? You know, is it cultural? Is there a family safety issue that's coming up for you? And then I think we also need to empathize with our children sometimes, and not throwing our partners under the bus, but also talking with our children, just saying, you know, sometimes adults don't agree, and I understand you feel really frustrated, and you need to just let dad and I, or mum and I, work through this and help your child to understand that you're not just forgetting about them when you're talking with your partner, but you need to be unified talking it through.
I love that you brought up something there that has actually surfaced in our home and been something that we have had to really work through. My kids are 24 and 22 now. And so I know there were some decisions as they started to leave school that my husband and I did disagree on. And we didn't hide that from our children. Now, they were a little bit older, so they were maybe 15, 16, 17. And I think particularly as a woman, I felt it was really, really important that I was able to voice to my boys that I had a strong opinion in my own right, and dad and I working through a decision around this, but it was okay for us to be a little bit transparent about our differences.
Yeah, I agree.
And I don't think it is healthy for our kids to believe or buy into the fact that two people are going to be on the same page all the time.
Yes.
So we would sit down sometimes in a family meeting, and I would say to the kids, this is how I see it and why. This is how your dad sees it and why, okay? And we want to know how you see it and why, but ultimately someone's got to make a decision here. So it's really, really interesting to be able to do that a little bit more transparently with your kids and get them to see you work through that process where, you know, people are coming at it from different points of view, and how to do that in a respectful way. Otherwise, what happens is you get this snippy undertone, don't you?
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know, like, you're not actually saying, I hate your opinion, but you actually are, you know, and your kids absolutely know it. They absolutely know it.
Yeah.
Could I share a story from my work recently?
Yes.
There's a mum who contacted me whose 12-year-old daughter was self-harming, and she had just discovered this, and she had always rated herself as a really great parent, probably a better parent than her husband. And she was so open and beautifully honest about that. Her husband tended to be a lot more black and white. Her husband tended to be a lot more gruff. Her husband tended to not, you know, come in with as much empathy. And she had a great relationship with her daughter. But given the situation her daughter was in, she was finding that her parenting style was not what her daughter needed in that moment. And that her dad was actually able to come in and be the leveler and really, really step up and be what their child needed in that moment. And she said, I had to admit that in this situation, he brought it home, you know, and that was just really, I thought, very honoring to be able to recognize that different styles can be appropriate at different moments. And no one of us is better than the other, but there's sometimes where one of us will take more of the lead than another for all of those reasons.
And I think our children's personalities can be so different. I've got three, and one of our children challenged us on our parenting more than the other two did, to think really differently to how we were parenting the other two. This one child needed a different style and a different approach, and it was something we had to adjust to, because then some of the things we had agreed on previously in our parenting had to change. And I think sometimes also, if you both disagree, perhaps when you're talking, you could decide which one feels the most strongly, because I think for some decisions, one of you might feel like this isn't the hill I'm going to die on, but the other parent feels like for them, it's really important. So an example in my home is sleep. I am a stickler for the correct amount of sleep for my kids to have. And I will, you know, fight tooth and nail for bedtime as my kids are going through high school. Yeah. Because for me, it was very important. And I know their relationships suffer if they don't get enough sleep, their growth suffers, their health suffers, and so on. And my husband was kind of like, meh, but he goes, look, I understand why you think it's important. I'm not going to fight this, but I'm going to back you on this one. And so we went with that being what I saw as really important in the home. And there's other things that I will defer to him. One thing that we said when my children were little was, if dad says no, you may not come to me and ask me if he's already said no. Because if I find out that he's already said no, then there's double no. You're not going to be able to get anything extra from me, because you're undermining our relationship. I wanted my kids to know that we were unified. And so we often had that. And my kids often then got to the point where they realized they could then come and say, dad's already said no. What do you think? I'm not asking you to change his mind or change your mind. Could you chat to him? And that is where we got to the point where, I think similar to you, where we could be open and transparent. And I would say, all right, I'll go and, you know, find out why he said no. We can have a chat and we'll come back to you on that. And my husband didn't feel undermined, because he knew I had his back. But my kids knew that we were open to sometimes being wrong, I think. We should be able to sometimes admit, all right, maybe I was too hard with that decision, and I do need to back out a little bit and let's reassess.
And there's so many things about what you said right there that resonate with me. I can think of so many examples just in my own personal life where that's been exactly our journey. Maybe we should say as well, Colette, if things continue to surface and it seems to be a pattern of behavior between you and a partner that's just a consistent roadblock and it's causing more tension than it's worth, sometimes it is good to get a third person like a counselor involved, where it can be completely unbiased and you can really unpack what's going on in a compassionate way for your relationship.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that, because I was just about to bring that up. I think that's so important. And you said it right in the beginning, that our parenting can bring up our own childhood and our own stuff. And there's no shame in us having sometimes 100%. In our 40s or 50s, realizing things we've never faced or dealt with. And sometimes our kids are the only way we finally address things that are painful in our own past.
And it's like looking in the mirror. Oh, I mean, man. I know sometimes I've looked and I've said, that's that's me, you know?
Yes.
Or my husband's gone, that is you, or, you know, that's me. And our kids have got their own journey, but as they journey, we definitely see ourselves in a different way. And I love the thought of there being no shame in that. We're human beings too, with emotions, feelings, needs, and parenting is not about denying those. It's actually being able to work with those so we can show up really well for our kids.
So I'm going to end this Q&A on a quote from you that I quote regularly in the podcast, is that when someone needs support, we don't say to them, let me go and help you to get support because you should have support. We say, let's go and find you some support because you deserve support.
Yeah. Yeah. And we all do from time to time.
Yes.
It's a nice place to land.
Thanks, Michelle. See you again next time. And thank you for joining Michelle and I for this Q&A. You can find more about Michelle's work at michellemitchell.org. And if you have a question about raising teens, please send them via my Facebook page at Colette Smart or my website at raisingteens.au. Please subscribe and review wherever you listen to your podcasts. I'd love to see you next episode, and in the meantime, keep parenting with your teen's future adult in mind.
This episode was hosted by Colette Smart, edited and produced by Alec Green, imaging by Lucy Weil, and social media by Beth Rivers.
This is a Hope 103.2 production. Thanks for listening.